I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Joining me again is Hal Wake, the Artistic Director of the Vancouver International Writers and Readers Festival. The 24th annual event, which runs at various venues on Granville Island, begins next Tuesday, the 18th, and goes until the 24th. Over the 6 days, there will be 69 events, culminating in the tribute to the 75th anniversary of the Governor General's Prize, featuring Nino Ricci, John Pass, Joan McLeod, and John Valiant. Another event features a former Governor General, Adrian Clarkson, and some of the other authors appearing include Elizabeth Hay, Miriam Taves, David Adams Richards, Ian Rankin, and Russell Banks, among many, many others. There are events in French, as well as many events for young readers. We'll get Hal to tell us more. Hal Wake is a former broadcaster and journalist and has been at the helm of the festival since 2006. The website for more is at writersfest.bc.ca. They do great work, not just this time of year, but year-round. Please welcome back to the Planta on the Line program, Hal Wake. Good morning, Mr. Wake.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So how do you program a festival like this? I think I've asked you this before, but it's a year-round job for you, right? So
yes. I think that the crucial part of the programming, crucial time, comes in March when I go to Toronto and meet with the publishers, and of course there are a lot of them based in Toronto, to find out what writers they will be able to make available and send to the festival. We do rely upon the publishers to pick up transportation costs, so those meetings generate a few hundred names. Of course, I'm in direct contact with the publishers here in Vancouver and in British Columbia, and I also correspond regularly with publishers all over the country. So out of that process, I would generally have more than 200 names of possibilities. And then it's a question of trying to judge folks whose books might connect with each other. I'm looking for little chemical reactions when I put a few names together, and if there seems to be a pop and a fizz, then I set things in motion. And sometimes there are things that occurred to me reasonably late in the process. I had the great privilege of going to Auckland, New Zealand, in May to interview a writer from England named Aminata Forna. And in the course of doing the research and getting ready for that interview, I discovered that she'd written a tremendous memoir about growing up in Sierra Leone. And I came back and looked at my list of potential writers, and there was the name Alexandra Fuller, who became quite well known with a memoir, Let's Not Go Down to the Dogs Tonight, a few years ago. She's a white African, and had written about her family in Rhodesia and Zimbabwe. And I realized that a conversation between those two people with compelling personal stories also told, to some extent, the story of Africa over the last 100 years or so. So those kinds of things can happen late in the day when you suddenly recognize an opportunity and try to take advantage of it.
When is that event?
That's on Friday evening. It's called Under African Skies.
Yeah, 8 p.m. at the Waterfront Theater.
Yeah, and if the tickets are selling quite well for that. Aminata Forna is in an event by herself on the Friday night. She won the Commonwealth Prize last year, beating David Mitchell, of all people. She was shortlisted for the Orange Prize, and an evening with her would be well worth anybody's time.
So when you go to Toronto and talk to the publishers, and you plan the festival and the people that'll be here in October, do you get a sense of the state of the publishing industry, the state of books in this country at least?
I do, although, to be honest, things are in such flux that I think, if you were to have daily conversations in Toronto. Primarily in this country, it's Toronto in terms of where the publishers are. Things seem to shift day to day. Nobody quite knows where the retail end of books are going to, how that's going to work out. Certainly e-books have taken hold to a much greater degree and much faster than anybody ever expected. And it will take, and the business model, how about how writers are fairly compensated for text that's delivered in a new form, all of those kinds of things have yet to be completely worked out. So it seems to change all the time.
And it must be gratifying that so many people go to these events on the island, and people are interested in reading and buying books and the sort, right?
We are known, I'm not going to take, the festival isn't going to take credit for this, but Vancouver, the audiences who come to our events, and it's not just from Vancouver, the Lower Mainland and throughout BC, and we have people who fly in from various other places, but we're known for having large and enthusiastic audiences. The writer feedback that I get from writers all over the world is how amazed they are at how engaged people seem to be here with the written word and with books. So it's something I think we should all be proud of.
Are there events that are sold out already?
Yes, yeah, but there are lots of events with tickets. The easiest way to find out is to go to the website that you kindly mentioned in your introduction, and if an event is sold out, it will say so. Otherwise, there are tickets, and you can buy them online or a number of other ways. So, yes, some are sold out, and room for lots more.
And I mentioned in the intro that there are events for French speakers, for French language authors and the sort, and young people as well. Those are well attended, I understand. You have something like 7,000 students on the island during the festival?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
It'll be fewer this year. There's no question that the job action in the schools in British Columbia,
right,
have affected teachers' ability to put together a field trip. We've been very pleased that the BC Teachers Federation has tried to communicate to its members that they can, that teachers can bring classes down. But we've been affected by that, no question.
And the French, I guess I don't speak French, so I don't realize that there are a number of events in the French language that one can attend, right?
This year, the only events in French are for young people, kindergarten to high school.
Okay.
In previous years, we have had adult French events, and that's something that is usually determined by who we can get from Quebec and from France. And this year, we don't have as many writers appeal to a French-speaking audience.
There are also other events throughout the year, Insight, which we've talked about before. Those are well attended, right?
I wouldn't have a blanket answer for that. There are some that are well attended. Certainly the special events that we have put on this year with Michael Ondaatje, and coming up, Wade Davis and Chuck Palahniuk. Those have been quite well attended, and I expect that we'll sell well the ones that are in November. And Insight is a work in progress. We're delighted to have people come down to the library every second Wednesday. We've taken October off because we're actually a little bit busy with the festival itself. But we'll come back on November 9th with Amy McKay, whose birth house was almost unique in some ways in Canadian literary history. won no awards, didn't get particular recognition in newspapers and such, but became a book club favorite and was on the bestseller list for years, simply on the basis of word of mouth and people being excited and passing that along. So she's got her second novel coming out, and we'll have her in November.
I'm going to three events this year. Last year was actually the first time I've ever gone to the Writers Festival. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to the Douglas Gibson event next Tuesday night, and I understand you'll be elsewhere. So
I will, but do you have a question? I mean, it's going to be fun.
He's been on to talk about the book already.
There you go.
And it's a great book, isn't it?
It's a great book, and he's a natural storyteller.
Yeah.
And we've thrown a few wrinkles into the performance, so it's going to unfold in an unusual way. But the one thing that you can be sure of is that Doug will give you great tidbits about Robertson Davies, Morley Callahan, Alice Munro, Mavis Gallant, and I would say particularly W.O. Mitchell.
Yeah. When I had him on, I only talked about Mulroney and Trudeau and Paul
Martin.
Well,
there you go, yeah.
But so he says, so my understanding of the event is that people can ask him
questions.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can choose the people they want to hear about.
The other thing that I'm going to is the Adrienne Clarkson event.
Yes.
And she'll be speaking about her memoir, right?
No, this is actually a book about the contribution that immigrants have made to the country. I think when she was in the position of Governor General, probably you get a greater sense than perhaps anybody else in the country about the people who have come here and set up their lives and made huge contributions to what Canada has become. So this is a book that's really focused on the stories of immigrants and what it took to get here, and how they established themselves in our communities.
I'll be going to one of the Vancouver 125 events, the Legacy Book thing that, I guess there are these 10 books that are coming back to print, right?
Yeah.
There's more than one event on Vancouver 125, right?
Well, the Poet Laureate, Brad Cran, has put together a conference, a poetry conference to coincide with the festival. And so during the day, the people attending the conference will get together and talk about all things poetic. And on Thursday and Friday nights, they will come down to Granville Island, some of those poets, and present in a kind of a cabaret style with some music and other fun things. So that's the Thursday and Friday night, and that's connected to Vancouver 125.
The closing event, I mentioned that off the top, is the Governor General's Prize Award Party. I guess you get four past winners of the prize, right?
Yes, and one in one drama, one the prize for poetry, one fiction, one nonfiction.
You also have a lot of the Giller, I think all of the Giller nominees are in for the festival, are they?
Well, Michael Ondaatje came here in September,
yeah.
And he's on the Giller list, and Patrick DeWitt was part of the Insight series last spring, but the other four shortlisted Giller writers will be here next week, Shushi Gartner and David Besmosgus and Lynn Cody and Essia Dugin will all be.
So what do you do? I mean, I know you're hosting some events during the festival, but what do you do day to day? Do you drop in, or how does that work for you?
I'm in the market for a golf cart because I, for years, have walked between sometimes five venues with events going on simultaneously, and I'll try to hit each of those events twice over the course of an hour and a half, and that's a lot of walking. And so that's what I do. In the evening, if I'm not on stage, then I'll be going between venues. During the day, both in the morning and the afternoon, I'm tramping around and dropping in. It's important for me to have a sense of the writers and how they perform. When we book them, there are times when we don't really know about their stage presence. We assume that if they're being offered up by the publisher, that they bring something, some performance capacity. But I like to see the audiences and the moderators and just get a feel for how all the events are unfolding.
And the island gets pretty busy during the week, doesn't it?
My favorite moment, and it's usually sometime around Friday or Saturday, is when it feels like this island, Granville Island, has been totally taken over by writers and readers. And you see people carrying book bags and snippets of conversation about this writer or this book. The writers are here. They're walking around, and people are coming up to them almost like they're rock stars and, you know, grabbing them by the elbow and talking about how a book has meant something significant to them. And when I see that, that's when I just feel how wonderful it is, what a community writers and readers can build.
And then for the reader, at the end of the event, there's an opportunity to meet the writer, is that right?
Ask questions. Certainly have your book signed, and there's a chance usually for a brief exchange when you're, you know, if you buy a book and have it signed or bring a book to have it signed. During the question and answer period at the end of events, it's an opportunity for readers to take the ideas another step and address the writers directly about the kinds of things that they've found in their work. And it's really an amazing thing for writers because, you know, they're spent 3-4 years by themselves tapping away at a keyboard and not knowing who's reading or what they might be making of the work. And then they come out to a festival like this, and all of a sudden people are telling them what they've found and what has meant something to them. And you see a lot of writers moved by the effect that a book can have on somebody's life.
Now, Hal, you'll indulge me for just a sec here as we close. You learned at the feet of Peter Zosky, the broadcaster, the legendary broadcaster here in Canada. What was the, did he give you any advice in terms of broadcasting that you've taken in your own career?
Well, that question would take me an hour to answer. So how to condense this? Not so much direct advice, but by watching him at work and working closely with him for 7 or 8 years, it taught me everything that I know about interviewing and the art of conversation. And I think that's an important distinction. What we tried to do at Morningside and what Peter believed in fervently was that it wasn't an interview, it was a conversation. And that primarily, the first skill that you had to have was the ability to listen and really listen, not just to what's being said, but what isn't being said or what's being avoided or what kind of feeling there is in a tone of voice, because all of those things tell you, inform where your questions are going to come from. He had his faults. He wasn't perfect as a journalist or an interviewer, but at his best, it was breathtaking.
Yeah. I from time to time, I listen to this old Morningside clips on the CBC's archive website.
Yeah.
It's just a marvel to learn from, even.
Yeah.
Hal, thanks for this, and all the best of the festival this year. We'll be down.
I really appreciate it, and come over and say hello.
Will do. Writersfest.bc.ca is a website. Hal Wake, the artistic director of the Vancouver International Writers and Readers Festival, on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantum.